My name is Fishel Gross, and I've been friendly with Ron Rosenbluth for quite some time before he opened up the pizza shop. And when he did open it up in 1984, I remember Saturday night, the lines were out the door because it was such a novelty to have a kosher pizza in Baltimore. I remember I was helping get the stuff in and out of the ovens. Ronnie from Toe Pizza's father was a very lovely fellow. Unfortunately, he died young, is in the 50s. And customary for Jewish sons is to say the Kaddish prayer for 11 months after one's death.
And it was very difficult to get out of work to get to those prayer services. So instead of going to the prayers, I brought the prayers here.
Ronnie, and I think I was helpful at that time, created a 2:30 mincha, minyan or mincha service, so they could say the Kaddish prayer without having to close down the pizza shop.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to look through these glass doors and see a room full of guys in prayer in between stacks of pizza boxes and the Coca-Cola machine.
Well, you know, that room was there for a party room. It's our overflow room. But people now know that that's where the service takes. In fact, people are very punctual. They know we're going to start at 2:30 exactly, and they'll pull in to the parking lot at 2:27, 2:28. And people who now have to say those prayers for their departed relatives, they'll come in at 2:20 and they'll say, "Are you sure we're going to have a quorum of 10, which we call a minyan?" And I'm like, don't worry. 2:25, they're like, "Are you sure? Because if you don't have it, I'll look to go to another, to a synagogue later today. Or, you know, I heard you have it, but I'm getting nervous. It's 2:26. I said, "Give it another 2 minutes." And sure enough, the room fills up. And it's been here since 1990.
Oh, what's that? I don't know. Well, El Hakadosh.